Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on July 17th, 2009. Well, as you know, the Darden School is among the world's elite graduate business schools. Competing on that level takes a considerable amount of money. Darden depends on three specific sources of revenue: tuition, money generated by the school's executive education program, and gifts from alumni, friends, and corporations. For years, Darden alumni have been wonderful supporters of the Darden Annual Fund. As the month of June came to a close, so did the most recent annual fund campaign. Once again, Darden alumni stepped up. The director of the annual fund at Darden is Elizabeth Lewis. We caught up with Elizabeth after this year's campaign had just ended. Here's that conversation. Elizabeth, anytime anybody at Darden says annual fund, they picture you. You know, that's Elizabeth. What is the annual fund and what's your role there?
Well, Ken, I'm the director of the annual fund, and it is the unrestricted portion of all of the fundraising that Darden does. So I always tell people it's kind of like the gap, that it's the monies that bridge the gap between other sources of revenue, including tuition or restricted gifts for scholarships, things like that. It is the portion of the budget which helps us, or rather the portion of fundraising which helps us balance the budget.
Some people don't understand the difference between restricted and unrestricted. What are those? How do you define those?
Well, the annual fund, which is unrestricted, means that the monies come into Darden and are at the total discretionary use of Dean Bruner and the foundation for what is currently needed for the current year. All annual fund dollars are current use dollars. Restricted dollars are used for a specific purpose and might be invested for a longer term.
Uh-huh. So if I could make a restricted gift, meaning I want the Ken Scholarship Fund, or an unrestricted gift, I'm giving you the cash and I'm saying, Dean Bruner, I want you to put these to your priorities.
Exactly. And both are very important for Darden.
Sure. Is one a little harder to raise than the other? In your experience?
Well, I think – I don't know the answer to that question. I haven't done restricted gifts per se. I've always been an annual fund,
and
that presents its own challenges. But I know the leadership gifts typically restricted gifts are much larger dollars over a period of time.
Sure. Oh, good. That's good. Your team. Who's on your team? And I know you have a lot of volunteers. Who helps
you? Well, there are five of us, including myself, on the team, two assistant directors, one who manages reunion classes. That's Casey Thompson and Perry Rimjoy, non-reunion classes. And then we have two assistants, one of whom is part-time. Mm-hmm. And then our volunteers outside of the office are, wow, we have well over 100. Including class agents for every single class secretaries, members of the alumni board of trustees, all of whom are totally indispensable to what we do.
And what does it – and there's probably not a typical volunteer, but what do some of those – what are the duties of the volunteers?
Well, our class agents are responsible for helping us with the actual fundraising within the class. They stay in touch with their entire class as far as goals, fundraising goals for the class, and class secretaries are responsible typically for the class notes, and each of those roles helps keep the classes connected to one another and helps keep the classes connected to Darden, so there's a constant flow of communication, which is so important.
And with 9,000 alumni, you can't do it alone, so I'd assume volunteers are just so incredibly important.
Exactly. It's a huge network, and so our role is more of helping the volunteers manage their classes and helping them stay connected the most technologically efficient way possible.
And you and your volunteers had a great year. You just finished the annual fund. Can you share some of the details with us?
We had a fabulous year. It was obviously a very tough year economically for everyone, but we were able to raise $2.8 million, closer to $2.9 million, really, if you round up, which we are absolutely thrilled about.
Yes.
We knew we had to come in at 2.4 in order to balance the budget and keep Darden moving forward. As Dean Bruner always says, standing still is not an option.
That's right.
So 2.8 really keeps us moving forward, and we're thrilled.
Now, you not only track the number, the amount of dollars, but you track things like participation and, and numbers, percentages of people who participate in giving. What are those numbers looking like this year?
And for us, Ken, participation truly is a very, very important factor. We want people to understand that, yes, dollars matter, but we truly want our alumni to understand that a gift of the annual fund is a vote of confidence for Darden. So our participation currently is at 37-38%, which doesn't sound all that high until you look at us compared to our peer schools. And we are number two among our peer schools, so we're proud of that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody knows about the Darden Alumni Network, but that number really speaks volumes.
It does.
What, now, you touched briefly on what the annual fund money does. When we talk about Dean Bruner's priorities, what kinds of things are we talking about that we might see the money going toward?
Well, you know, it's very important for Darden to maintain its stature among the top business schools. Mm-hmm. And what the annual fund helps us do is to be able to be very innovative in our branding and our marketing. Mm-hmm. We've got to get the Darden name out across the globe. As you are well aware,
sure,
we're among the leaders in podcasts and blogs and YouTube, and all of those things are supported by the annual fund. We are a very high-touch school, and the annual fund helps support things like Yield Dinners, which brings prospective students and alums together so that they can share the Darden experience in that regard. The Darden e-report, the Darden magazine, almost every postgraduate experience is supported by the annual fund.
And one of the new ones, lifelong learning,
absolutely,
has been real interesting watching the alumni relations team put together, along with faculty, some great learning for the alumni.
Right.
And of course, you know, none of that's free. It takes some resources to pull that off.
It does, and it's money well spent.
So the annual fund's over. Now what? What do you and your colleagues do?
Well, contrary to we're not off on an island someplace. You know, June 30th is New Year's Eve for us every year. So we are now in the right at the beginning of our fiscal year. Mm-hmm. July 1 was the beginning of fiscal year 2010. So we're now in touch with those volunteers we were talking about, planning strategies for the coming year, thanking everybody, and just really getting a handle on the next year.
What are some trends in annual funds and annual giving right now? I mean, this economy we've never seen anything like it. When you and your peers meet, what are you talking about?
Well, charitable giving is down everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I do think there is a tendency for people to think, well, my business school or perhaps even my undergraduate school are not necessarily in need. They aren't perhaps as worthy as some other causes. And I always like to go back to Darden's mission of educating principled leaders in the world of practical affairs. And that is certainly a worthy cause in this environment. I mean, clearly, we are in need of what Darden has to offer.
Yeah.
And when you think about what's going on in the classroom, the annual fund supports Darden's mission. And so I'd like to think of it in those terms.
Yeah, pretty hard to argue with that.
And I think other institutions would say the same thing.
Yeah.
These are worthy causes.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. I mean, no one knew how this would turn out in this kind of a year, and it's been a great year. Congratulations to you and your team, and thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Well, thank you, and thanks to the generous alumni.
That's our discussion with the director of the Darden Annual Fund, Elizabeth Lewis. That's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thank you for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.